open space tackle to bring Sweeney down in the backfield. Fourth down and six, all of maybe even 7 yards. They're going to have to spread it out here now and see if they can't complete a pass down the field, their first of the game.
Sweeney with pistol to Spicer to his right. Sweeney's rolling to his right, looking to pass. Has to let this fly. And this one is picked off by Sandusky. Flag flies after the catch. And Sandusky brings in the interception on fourth down and gets all the way back out to the midfield at the 50-yard line.
It's definitely going to be pass interference, but is it on Lemke or is it on Sandusky?
The officials, the initial sign from the backfield almost looks like this is going to be against Sandusky. And
wow,
it is.
It is.
That's a huge break for the Ubley offense with a minute 56 left, trailing by 14 points. As an interception is negated by pass interference against the defense.
I tell you
another,
what, Clark,
that, another play.
That was double coverage there. That was just to throw it away and hope for the best, and they got the best. But the guy that made the pick was the safety that came over the top, so it couldn't have been him. It had to be the defensive back underneath that we didn't see pushing Lemke backwards, because the guy who picked it off come over the top, made a great play, and it's all negated. Forget about it now, as Ubley gets a little break there and a first down.
Sweeney back to pass, going to the far sideline, into the hands of Ethan Lemke, and incomplete at the 5-yard line. He could not bring that one in. Had a chance at it, threw into double coverage, incomplete. Clock stops with a minute 50 left in the fourth quarter. Still 28-14, Sandusky.
That's the bad thing when you throw passes out of the tee like that, Clark. All your routes tend to go to one side of the field. So Sandusky's able to put three guys over there and cover those two receivers. And a good throw by Sweeney. Lemke was in good position to go up and get it. And on the way down, it was just tipped enough by the defensive back. Lemke unable to bring it down. So they're going to try it again.
Trips to the right, and it's a handoff to Spicer, and Spicer is stopped shortly after the line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line for a gain of 2 on the play. Third down, 8 yards to go. Tackle made by number 45, Caleb Eberle. 90 seconds left, and we have a timeout called by the Ubley Bearcats. That's their first of the second half. With a minute 33 left in regulation, a two-possession game, Ubley on offense, trying to make up the difference.
Ubley just stopped the clock there. They tried to catch Sandusky sleeping with a quick hitter by Spicer. See if he couldn't get break one free there. But Heberling does a nice job not allowing it. Stops him after very little gain. So third down and 9, minute 33 to go. Stop the clock, and then you call your play here. You call three plays here, Clark. You call the play that you're going to run. If we get the first down, we're going to run this play. If we don't, we're going to this one. So there a couple plays will be called here. The kids are going to have to be aware of all situations and be ready to go. But this is a dire need here. The air is almost out of the Ubley offense. Going to need a miracle here, but it starts right now on this play.
An update from the Lakers Bad Axe game. Lakers scores with 7 minutes left in the game. 2 extra points. The two-point conversion is good, it looks like. And Lakers leads 26-18 over Bad Axe with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Thanks to our spotter, Dwight Gosher, doing overtime work back in his homeland there.
Glad to see he's seeing a good game as well over there. Bad Axe fighting tough, so obviously they're going to have the football here shortly with a chance to retie up that game.
Wonder if he wore his credentials, got himself in the booth there, Dave.
You'll have to. Maybe we'll see him tomorrow.
We'll find out. It's a handoff to Spicer out of the backfield, out from the 35-yard line, out to the 34-yard line. A gain of a yard, fourth down and 7 to go with a minute 18 left. Tackle made by number 68, Brent Krieger.
And they run the football here, and the Ubley Bearcats in no hurry here, Clark. So I think in a way they've waved the white flag here, but they're still going to obviously try to score one more time to shorten this game up. But fourth and 7, they go back to that trios of wide receiver to the right, Spicer in the backfield with Sweeney.
A little bit of a low snap. Sweeney throws downfield, and this one is right, throwing right at a defender, Ezuvio Mata. And this one is incomplete, and it'll be a turnover of downs with 53 seconds left. But there is a flag on the play in the middle of the field.
That's where the pass was attempted to.
And it's against Sandusky. So, yet another drive extended or furthered, and it's an automatic first down penalty against Sandusky. Pass interference was the penalty, and this game is not over quite yet.
That's a pretty tough pass interference there.
15-yard penalty. Takes it inside the 20.
That throw was nowhere near on line. It had nothing but interception written all over it. So a bad play there by the linebacker in coverage. And Ubley gets a new chance here to try and score again.
Going for the reverse to Lemke. And there's Sandusky to stop him at the 20-yard line for a loss of 2 yards on the play. Big man 45, Caleb Eberling on the stop. And we have Ubley's second timeout with 41 seconds left in regulation. Now a second down and 12 upcoming from the 20-yard line for Ubley. They trail by 2 possessions.
Crafty play there, but you got to credit Sandusky. They have played such a good game here tonight as they do not fall for the trickery, the read option that looks like Sweeney keeps it himself. Those guys on the back end of the play, Eberling especially, does a nice job maintaining discipline, holding his ground, and as soon as Lemke gets the ball coming around the opposite way for the reverse, there's nothing but Eberling there ready to make the tackle and nowhere to go for Lemke except down for a loss of 2 yards.
So Ubley will have a second down and 12 with 41 seconds left from the Sandusky 20-yard line. It's 28-14, Sandusky by 14 points. Trips to the right, Sweeney in the pistol, Spicer to his right. In the pocket, throws down to the end zone for pass was intended for. Looks like that was Ethan Lemke streaking down the far sideline, incomplete. Ball was uncatchable, third down and 12 with 36 seconds left.
It was overthrown, but it was thrown where it needed to be by Sweeney, where only Lemke was going to be able to get it, and that ball sails harmlessly out the back of the end zone. Third down and 12 or so for the Bearcats. 36 seconds left to go in this game.
Final score from Harbor Beach, the Pirates victorious over KPAC 50-14. Harbor Beach recovers well from that loss in overtime to Marlette. They lost 20-14 just a week ago. Third down and 12 for the Bearcats, trailing by 14 points, 36 seconds left in regulation. Brown City beats Memphis 42-0 final there. Hand off right up the middle to Spicer. He gets down to the 15-yard line for a gain of 5. And we have the final third timeout called by Ubley with 28 seconds left. Tackle made by number 52, Jacob Sanderson. Defensive end for Sandusky. Fourth down and 7 upcoming for the Bearcats as they trail by 2 touchdowns.
They still have room to get a first down. The first down marker is right just inside the 10-yard line. Final timeout burnt by the Ubley coaching staff here. With no timeouts left, the running game is probably not an option here. They're going to have to dial up some passing plays, but as you've seen, a lot of their plays either go right or go left. There really isn't a lot of receiver options, and if Sandusky can kind of locate where the receivers are going to be, they kind of overload that side and make it very, very difficult to complete a pass.
Final score from Cass City and Marlette. Cass City 40, Marlette 14 in that one. Sandy Cotterell, 8 carries, 133 yards and 5 touchdowns. Dylan Cook, 13 carries, 125 yards and a touchdown, thanks to 92-1 for that one. Sweeney throws it into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown,
nice
Ubley. On 4th and 7 from the 18-yard line, their 15-yard line, they connect into the hands of Ethan Lemke. And this one's not over yet. With 20 seconds left, it's now to a one-possession ball game. Sandusky 28, Ubley 20, going for 2.
Nice throw and catch there. Sweeney throws the ball to the sideline into the end zone. And Lemke just a half a step ahead of his defensive back. The ball in a perfect place. He's able to haul it in and get those feet down. That would have been good in the throws. Clark, both feet down. He maintains the catch through the process. And a nice throw and catch by the Bearcats as they strike and make it 28-20 with 20 seconds left. And they're going to spread it out again here for this two-point conversion.
Trips to the left, and Sweeney's going to keep it for himself. Going to his right. Breaks through his first tackle. He's in for the two-point conversion. It's good. And now it's a six-point ball game, 28-22, with just 20 seconds left in regulation. Ubley will more than likely try and go for the onside kick. That's their last-ditch effort here with just 20 clicks on that clock left.
And they have no choice. They absolutely have to now that they scored and have a chance to tie this game or even potentially take the lead. But that's a tough one, Clark, those onside kicks. You were a kicker. Was that something you could do?
Onside kick?
Yeah. I think you could do it.
I could have done an onside kick, yeah.
Yeah, I think you could have.
That was at the, what,